This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. President-elect Joe Biden is set to address the nation this hour in a speech set in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. In a statement Saturday, Biden wrote, "With the campaign over, it's time to put the anger and the harsh rhetoric behind us and come together as a nation. It's time for America to unite and to heal." The president-elect is scheduled to be inaugurated in January, and AP's Julie Pace says a Biden administration faces a number of tough challenges.
He has a big job ahead of him, certainly, just the nature of the job in and of itself. But in this moment, the historic pandemic, the economic crisis, and the social unrest in this country, he has already been preparing for that transition. And I think very quickly we will start to get some sense about what the contours of his administration will look like.
That's AP's Julie Pace. It turns out that a wide coalition of voters helped the president-elect win this year's vote. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's a coalition of voters driven to the polls by fierce opposition to President Trump and anxiety over the surging coronavirus pandemic that's sending the former vice president to the White House. AP VoteCast surveyed more than 110,000 voters nationwide and found Biden handily won voters looking for a leader who could unify the country and those pushing for racial justice. Moore saw Biden as empathetic and honest and willing to stand up to extremism compared with the Republican incumbent. Biden's coalition included college graduates, women, urban and suburban voters, young people, and Black Americans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump has refused to concede the election, threatening further legal action on ballot counting. The president, in reality, fell short of the number of electoral votes needed for re-election, with the results from Pennsylvania pushing the challenger over the 270-count threshold needed for victory. This is VOA News. French police have stepped up checks to ensure that the nationwide lockdown is respected across the country and non-essential travel is avoided. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
France reinstated a one-month national lockdown on October 30th. Movement is restricted to 1 kilometer from one's residence. There are exceptions for work that can't be done from home, family obligations, and medical visits. Paris's deputy traffic police chief, Jean-Sébastien Rossadoni, says they're implementing checks such as this daily to monitor if people have valid permits to travel. Violations are subjected to a €135 fine for a first offence, which increases to €200 for a second instance within 15 days. Third-time violators within 1 month face a €3,750 fine and a six-month prison term.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region in a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been embroiled in a bitter feud. 3 days after he announced a military operation against the state's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front, who he has described as a criminal clique bent on destabilizing the country, lawmakers voted to abolish the state government. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Saturday that Armenia must be convinced to negotiate in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict with Azerbaijan. In a statement, the Turkish presidency said Erdogan told Putin that Armenia must withdraw from Azeri lands it is occupying and stated the Armenian leadership must be convinced to sit down at the negotiating table. At least 1,000 people have died in nearly 6 weeks of fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountainous enclave internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but populated and controlled by ethnic Armenians. Tropical Depression Eta is expected to strengthen as it moves toward the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and Florida. Eta slammed into Central America as a Category 4 hurricane this week and devastated the area with flooding and landslides that killed scores of people. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.